This is Tanisha Nicole, and it's time for another Ask a Scientist. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Emily Limerick of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at NIH about the centerpiece of ethical research, informed consent. Dr. Limerick, what's in the consent itself?
It has all of the critical information for the participant to be aware of, written in language that is plain and accessible and clear.
And that protects trial volunteers?
All the steps that are outlined in the informed consent document that patients review is everything that the team will do, and they're not allowed to do anything else.
Why is this important?
You have a signed agreement that says everything that's allowed to be done and no more. Just because they give a sample once or participate in one clinical trial doesn't just then give the researchers license to do whatever they want in the future.
For more information, visit nhlbi.nih.gov.